Vice President Mike Pence visited the Valley on a tax policy tour on Tuesday. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was at the Phoenix Marriott at the Buttes in Tempe, where Pence addressed about 500 supporters. Jimmy, what brought the vice president to town?
Well, he was touting the tax plan that the Republicans passed last year. Basically, he was rallying the base. There was a round table with small business owners, and then Pence spoke to the crowd. It was also reported that later in the evening he had a fundraiser, so raising a little money.
What kind of people showed up? What kind of audience was there?
There were lots of different people. I talked to a lot of people that said they'd been invited by, you know, people that were connected to the party. There were also people that had just definitely made sure they made it to the resort because they wanted to see the vice president because they're fans. I talked to a couple of people who were strong supporters of Kelly Ward. They said specifically that we are America First agenda supporters. The woman's husband said that his disability checks had gone up because of the tax restructuring. So they were there saying, you know, this is working for us. I also talked to this couple, John and Barbara, who, like myself and the vice president, from Indiana. They said that they were a fan of him when he was their governor. They like his demeanor. They especially think that he kind of serves as a good foil or a good balance for the president. So this is Barbara's take on Vice President Pence.
He's mild-mannered. He doesn't have to tweet all the time either. I do like Donald Trump, but his tweets are a little bit much. That's why. And I think he balances him out. Definitely.
So I think a lot of people were there just excited to see the vice president, but, you know, there to show their support. There are also some past and present politicos. There was Jan Brewer, Doug Ducey, Andy Biggs was there. He spoke as a part of that roundtable I mentioned. Former Sheriff Joe Arpaio was there, who Pence called a good friend of the president and a tireless champion of the rule of law. Of course, we know that Arpaio violated the constitutional rights of the citizens here of Maricopa County and disobeyed a judge's order to stop.
So what was the vice president's specific message on the tour?
Well, Steve, my takeaway after listening to him was that everything was great, with regard to the economy anyway. So, you know, it was a stump speech. So it was to rally around the Republican tax cuts passed last year. And a big emphasis was placed on, you know, yes, we gave these corporations a lot of money, but they are giving their employees that money in the form of bonuses and higher wages. So it was this thought that, you know, this tax cut is working. It's actually trickling down to the common man. And, you know, let's rally around that success.
But he talked about some other things as well, like what?
That's right. Throughout the speech, we heard a lot of the old campaign rallies, like things like build the wall, build the wall. Mm-hmm. And at one point, Pence goes, oh, we will build that wall. He said, you know, we're going to keep spending money on fortifying the border. We're going to keep sending more National Guard troops. And he acknowledged the leadership of John McCain, who, of course, the president famously disparaged at one point during the campaign. And Pence asked the supporters to go tell their friends about the economic success that the country is having, especially in the run-up to the midterms. And he asked them to pray for the country.
Jimmy, finally, briefly, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you mentioned your connection to Indiana as well. Anything you picked up from Mike Pence? I mean, was this the Mike Pence you were used to seeing in Indiana, the way he spoke yesterday?
Yeah, I would say so. I think he's had this way of communicating people that's been kind of the same for a long time. It's very measured. It's very reserved, just very conservative, calming. And I think he's trying harder to get fired up at some points. You know, there was like a lean into the lectern a little bit that maybe I'd never seen before. So I think he is embracing this sort of run up to the campaign sort of attitude. Maybe he's the one that can go out there and stump and rally for the president. And, you know, so maybe he's leaning into that role a little bit. But yeah, I think he's still taking that same kind of calm, conservative Midwestern approach.
Okay. Much like Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
My pleasure.